Welcome to the ministry of Gene Fraser. We trust that the word you're about to hear will have a transforming effect on your life. Now, here's Gene with today's message.
Hebrews chapter 12, let's read verse 1 and 2 again. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus finished his race, and he sat down at the right hand of the Father. We are to finish our race, and then we're going to stand before Jesus and the Father. Go ahead, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I want to show you something else concerning this race we're talking about. Verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body. Look, notice that I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. I want to read that in the New Living Translation. Remember that in a race, everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize. You also must run in such a way that you will win. Spiritually, let's check up on ourselves here. Are we running in such a way that we're going to win? Are we running our race right now in such a way that we know that we're giving it all we've got, that actually we would be the one that would win? I believe the Lord's asking us this tonight. And then it goes on. All athletes practice strict self-control. All athletes practice strict self-control. So I run straight to the goal with purpose in every step. Purpose, think about that. Purpose in every step. So how do we put that in life? Purpose in everything I do, everywhere I go, everything I see, everything about me, every step, I'm doing it with purpose. I am not like a boxer who misses his punches. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. This body needs to be trained to do what you want it to do. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. This is a powerful scripture, powerful truths. In verse 25 there, I want to read in the English version, right there in verse 25, in a part there, it says, every athlete in training submits. Everybody say submits. Every athlete in training submits to strict discipline. Now let's face it, running isn't for everyone, obviously. We don't have any runners in here. But running this race that has been set before us by the Lord, it's really not an option. He's given it to us. He has set it before us. Now, yes, we have a choice. But every day we got to live with purpose and give voice. And I'm going to run this race. And I'm going to do what it takes. And I love this, that word submits to strict discipline. God's not forcing us, but he does encourage us. He does speak to us. He warns us, but he can't make us. He didn't create robots. So he leaves it up to us. And I just know he's so encouraging us, step it up in the discipline of your body. Step it up in the discipline of the self-control. Step it up in the strict discipline. You take charge of your body. It does what you say. You don't do what it says. It submits to you. You don't submit to it. in the Message Bible. It says, all good athletes train hard. I don't know about you, but I'm running hard for the finish line. Giving it everything we've got. No sloppy living for me. I'm staying alert and in top condition. I'm staying alert and in top condition. We're not waiting for the panic moment. We're not just going to be sloppy and all of a sudden something happens, or we're alerted by symptoms in our body, or something happens and all of a sudden, you know, we get alert and we want to get on top of things. No, we're staying alert and we're staying on top of things. And if we would stay alert and stay on top of things, a lot of times it would stop a lot of those things. Stay alert. Stay on top of it. No sloppy living for me. But like we said, it's our choice. It's your choice. We all have the choice. But we have been created for such greatness. We have been created for such purpose. We are not here by accident. You know, we all have different, we'll say, calls on our life, different things maybe that God has called us to do. You know, and whatever it is, and you think, well, you might not even know what it is. And just this stirred in me this morning as I was thinking about that. If there's someone that feels like, well, I don't even really know. I heard the words rise up out of my spirit. Pray it out. Pray it out. Everybody say, pray it out. In Philippians chapter 3, let's turn there. We're going to just pick it up in verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Listen to this, press on. I press on, ready, what it means in the Greek? To run swiftly. To run swiftly. That's what press on means. It doesn't mean, oh, I'm just going to push. I'm going to just push through. I'm going to just press through. It means to run swiftly. He was running swiftly towards the goal for the prize. And you know, over in Galatians, this is so concerning. Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, you ran well. So they were running. They were running. He said, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? In other words, like, well, sounds like they stopped running. They were running well, but then they stopped running. So just because we're in a race doesn't mean we're all running in this place. Think about it. When people, and even those runners, you know, when they're in a race, I mean, they've come to run. But then what happens sometimes, even down closer to the finish line, sometimes that, you know, there's people that they've passed out. They fainted. They stopped. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. They all started, but they didn't all finish. In this life, we're all starting. We're not all going to finish. Everyone's not finishing. I want to be one that finishes. Finishes the race that God, the purpose for my life that he has put me and placed me on this earth to do. I don't want to just exist. I have purpose. You don't want to just exist. You have purpose. So these Galatians, he's saying, who hindered you? Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. In the NIV, he says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? Or maybe we could say, what cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? What happened? What is obeying the truth? That's being a doer of the word. Being a doer of the word. So you were running. You were running. You were doing. You were doing the word. What stopped you? What stopped you from doing the word? What stopped you from running? You know, he was writing to Christians, right? And he's asking them, what happened? Who hindered you? What hindered you? Why did you stop running? Why did you stop obeying the truth? Why did you stop being a doer of the word? Being a doer of his word is being a runner in his will. His word is full of things that we are to do as we live on this earth, me and you. So there's general things that all of us are to do, but then there's those personal things, those individual things that each one of us will be held accountable for, that we do that too. We're all expected to do this. But what about the specifics? What about the individual callings? What about the individual purposes? That's why he's telling us tonight. He wanted me to bring that up. Pray it out. Pray it out. You want to know it. So a runner is a doer. That's what he's doing. He's a doer. He's a runner. And I wrote this down. The devil is very cunning, and he wants you to stop running, just like he did to those Galatians. Somehow he got in there. He hindered them. Whether it was through people, person, thing, whatever. What is it in our life? Don't let him in. Don't let him stop you. Acts chapter 20. Let's turn there. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. We're going to pick it up there. But none of these things move me. Stop there a minute. Up before there, Paul's basically being told, hey, if you go there, it ain't going to be good. Chains await you, you know, and just tribulation, persecution, all that kind of stuff. But Paul knew God was calling him to go to a certain place, even though it was being told him, chains await you, you're going to be in big trouble. And so then he says, verse 24, but none of these things move me. He knew his purpose, and he knew it was a part of his race. Sounds like he had some endurance about him, doesn't it? Sounds like he had some endurance to him. He knew he needed that endurance to run that race. That endurance, remember in the Greek, steadfastness, constancy, capacity to continue to bear up under difficult circumstances. Remember, that's what endurance meant in Hebrews 12:1. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. Notice he doesn't say that I may run in my race. He says that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I want to be one like that, don't you? When the push comes to shove, when the pressure comes, I want to stay in my purpose. I want to stay in the race. He didn't let himself be moved. None of these things move me. That word course, or in here it says finish my race. That word race in the Greek can also be translated course. It can also be translated a task or a function involving continuity, meaning like it goes on and on. It's not like you just start and then you stop. It's a continuity of that task. Here's another definition, serious effort. So Paul was saying here, so that I may finish my serious effort. And another definition said, and possibly obligation. It's like obligation will cause you to stay in that determination. He had an obligation to the Lord, and he was committed to him, wasn't he? That ministry, necessarily, in some other translations, it's a task. Just task or a mission. So it's like Paul took it seriously, but yet it wasn't like it's my ministry. He just knew it was his task and his mission in life. But there must have been something in Paul that he felt that obligation to the call. And so many times, you know, you just, We got to watch this, that we don't follow God because we feel obligated to someone else or something else. And so instead, we do that. First, our first obligation is to God. You know, people are like, oh, well, you know, I couldn't come to church. You know, well, you know, they were having a birthday party and, you know, I felt obligated. We want to be obligated to the Lord first. And then lastly, 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll just pick it up in verse 7. This is Paul, the one we've been learning about, how he was running his race, how we need to do this. Here he is. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Don't you want to say that? And listen, we're all at different places in God, with God. But you want to grow into the place where you do want that to be for you too. Because ultimately, that is what we are here on planet Earth to do. Not to fulfill the pleasures of the flesh. All of that would keep us from God's best. But we're here for a purpose. But we go through trials and we go through tests. But if we'll be determined to run and know that it's with endurance we need to get it done, and if we'll keep our eyes fixed on him, we'll know he's going to finish what he did begin. This too can be you. Just like Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And don't think that Paul didn't have opportunity to not keep the faith. He had much opportunity, but he kept it. And so, you know, in this race, we are guaranteed to cross the finish line as long as we just keep running. That's all we need to do. Keep running. Keep running. Say, I'm going to keep running. And we're not going to slow down because we're going to draw on the strength of the Spirit of God inside of us that is found. There's no slowing down. Now there's a speeding up to be found. Pick up the pace. Pick up the pace in your race. Pick up the pace. So the Spirit of God says to the people in this place, pick up the pace. We're not going to lag. We're not going to spiritually drag. Because you know what? What we are determined to do, we don't lag in it. Not a one of you. Think about it. Just something natural in life. You're just determined. Whatever it is, you're just determined. You know, you want it or you want to go there. You're going to do everything in your power to do what you want to do, aren't you? Sounds determined to me, don't it? Well, why don't we just take that fiery, fierce fighter mentality in us and turn it to Jesus? The things of God, the things of the Spirit. Hooray! And on that day, those words too, you'll hear it. Oh, man, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you, we are guaranteed to cross that finish line just as long as we keep running. So the Spirit of God, just keep running, and we're picking up the pace, and we're going to do this thing. We're going to do this thing. So what is that? We're running. We're being a doer. What does that mean? Well, what do you mean I'm running? You're doing. Running is doing. You're doing the words of God. You're doing the words of God. Well, what do I do? Right in here. And then personally too. What's he speaking to you personally about? Remember, pray it out. But what came to me earlier was about how we're running. We're guaranteed to cross that finish line. And think about it. Like on that day, like even with, like what will that look like for all of us, you know, just individually? And I was kind of thinking about it with myself, you know, what will it look like that day when I finished my race and I'm just more determined than ever before that I'm going to be able to say, I finished my race, I fought the good fight, I finished the race and I kept the faith, just like Paul. But when that happens, you picture you finished your race. Well, what happens when someone finishes a race? They cross the finish line. Picture the ribbon. And you're, you know, at the end and you've done all, you know, and you know, you're about to, and then boom, you cross the finish line. What's on the other side of the finish line? Eternity. It's like, think about it, when we finish our course here and we cross that finish line, what are our eyes going to find? And we're growing in the knowing that there really is a reason and a purpose for to our spirit to constantly be sowing and not to be sowing to the flesh. You're giving up so much of God's best. So, no more jogging for Jesus anymore. I'm looking at a bunch of runners for the Master. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we sense the seriousness and the importance of what you're saying to us, Lord. And so you help us to not take this lightly, Lord. But we just take it in to the very depths of our being. And you speak to us and you continue to show us each individually what this looks like for me. What this looks like in my life are others to see. What is the purpose for me? It seemed up to this point, so many would say, just to exist, I guess, just to be. But no, the Spirit of God says there's such a purpose in you. There's a purpose why I breathed life into you. There's a purpose why you are here. And there's a purpose even now by my Spirit I draw you near. I need you to see. I need you to know this race to be. I need you to take a hold and be bold for me. I need you to help fulfill the purpose for the others, the lost, the dying ones, to see. I need you. I created you for me. I didn't create you so the world could have you. I created you for my kingdom, for my glory, and for my purposes. That's to be your story. Your story is not to be filled with the world's glory. Your story is to be filled with God's glory. And simply that can be if simply we would see. Lord, thank you, Lord. Open up new realms. And now, in the Spirit, for those in this place that are found, opening new realms to see this purpose, this thing God has for me, opening eyes to see and opening ears to hear too what God has already been speaking to you. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Reverence your presence, Lord. We honor your presence in our lives. Help us to live and to walk as honorable children, God. Respectful children of yours, Lord. Doers of your word, God. That's just who we are now. Amen. Amen. You find so much in His presence. Everything you need. Find it all here. Times like this, when we draw near, we find Him here. And every care is swept away in the presence of Him. Turned to me. Oh, now you'll see what's ahead of you. You're gonna see. You're gonna see. You're gonna follow me. Yeah. You're gonna run with me. And then you're gonna come to me. Don't get here before you're done. I don't want you here until you are done. Be willing at those times to put aside the fun. Be willing at those times to pick up the words of life and feed yourself. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You're making it more real to us every day, God. Make it more real to us every day. Amen.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Gene Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org or call 888-542-2555. You can hear more messages by Gene Fraser by going to her media page at genefraser.org. While you're there, you'll also find more information about Gene's bi-monthly Ladies Bible Studies and a Night in the Glory Ladies Meetings, as well as her annual You Glow Girl Ladies Conference. That website again is genefraser.org. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.